This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Naomi Kramer. Naomi's in charge of human resources at Banner. Banner is a huge health system, one of the largest in the country. She comes to Banner, the fascinating sort of career path. At one time, she headed up HR and a lot of what they do at Target, and there was responsible for a huge workforce. Now at Banner, she's responsible for helping to oversee that workforce. Naomi, can I get you to take a second and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Naomi Kramer, I'm the Chief Human Resources Officer at Banner Health. I've been at Banner just 5 years, and like you mentioned, I joined from Target Corporation. I've been in my current role for a little over 3 years, so I joined as the Vice President of Talent Acquisition, and then after 18 months was promoted into my current role.
And take a moment and tell us how HR has changed over the last few years. I know it's changed a tremendous amount over the last 20 years. Give us whatever time frame you've liked, because there's been so many changes in how it's handled and how it's grown in importance in organizations. Talk about HR for a moment.
Yeah, it really has changed. You know, in the past, it was a little bit more transactional, and you heard the word personnel. But today, we have to be much more agile and business savvy. And we all know the great HR leaders understand why we're here. And for me at Banner, it's to take great care of our patients and our customers that we serve. But in other functions, like in retail, it was to support the business and to make money. And so we've really had to evolve to be a lot more futuristic and more strategic. So one of the things we've been working on in Banner is how do we really evolve to be the employer of the future? So how we work, where we work, how do we make Banner a great, great place to work and not just, another healthcare system? So we've had a lot of fun with that. But being at the right hand of the CEO and other business leaders is really, really important so that people element comes into the every part of decision making.
Isn't it fascinating how areas like the chief of human resources, the chief of information technology, different areas have evolved. So they used to be sort of a dotted line down from the CEO or significantly down from the CEO. Now they're really side by side because talent and technology are so important in organizations. Can you comment on what you've seen in the evolution over your career?
Yeah, I mean, it is so true. When you think about right now, we are in the age of people, and people are our greatest resource. And we've known that in the past, but I think it's never been more prevalent than today with how fast the world is moving and having those talents that are athletes that are able to move from one area of the organization to another and quickly learn, looking more for skill sets than in the past when we've looked mainly for just experience. And so I think all of really great organizations have known that if you have people at the center, then the rest will come. And so that's why a lot of organizations are taking their human resource executive and elevating them to really make a difference.
And talk a little bit about, you've had this fascinating journey. Talk a little bit about your journey to leadership, your journey to the head of HR.
Yeah, you know, it's been a really great one. Like I said, when I joined Banner 5 years ago, I did not have healthcare experience. And I joke with my colleagues that every night I would go home from work and Google terms that I wasn't aware what they meant. There's a lot of complexity in healthcare. But for me, it was really about coming in and learning and being open to understanding the business. And so after 18 months of really, we had to turn around talent acquisition at the time. It was not running very well, and coming in and understanding the pain points, getting the right team in place, which is always the most important thing to do, and then putting some great visibility in place to get to know our leaders and make sure we were serving our team members the way we needed to. That really put me in a position to become the head of HR at Banner after a short period of time. And I give Peter Fine a lot of credit for that because he took a chance on me, bringing me in outside of healthcare, and then quickly gave me a lot of recognition for some of the things that my team was able to do, and then took a chance again on me when my head of HR retired a little bit earlier than had planned. And, you know, I don't know everything about healthcare, but I do know a lot about people. And I will say my Target experience really has set me up for to be successful in a lot of ways. It's a great company. I learned a ton there, and a lot of it has been able to be applied at Banner Health.
Thank you. One of the great business authors of the last few decades is Jim Collins, who wrote the book Good to Great, has written a lot of books. And the reason I mention is that some of the things you mention are very typical of what he would say are great practices in thinking, which is if you get the right people, everything else will work out right. If you get the right people, you can develop great strategy. But if you put strategy before people, you end up not really being able to pursue what you need to pursue. The other thing you mentioned was Peter Fine, and I'm glad you mentioned Peter Fine, because he also is the kind of leader that Jim Collins talks about, sort of a great leader that does not have his ego out in front of him, that does a great job of elevating other people, what Jim Collins calls a level six leader. Can you take a moment and comment on Dr. Fine's leadership?
Yeah, you know, he has been in healthcare for over 40 years. And actually been the CEO at Banner for 20. And right after Banner was formed, he came in as the CEO. And the thing about his leadership that I really appreciate is he evolves it. He looks to change. He's very, very open to feedback and to doing the right thing. You know, he's got great experience, so he balances sharing his wisdom with learning new things. And he's had a chance to practice that a lot in the last couple of months with COVID. One of the things that he's done such a great job of is the weekly, he does a video for our team members, and we actually track how often that video is opened, and it's just unbelievable rates. It's like 90% of my team members open his videos, and many of them open it more than once. And so he's become somebody that is really known from the front line all the way up to the top, and his credibility and leadership is really, it's great for someone like me who's learning a new business and can look up to not only what he knows, but how he leads.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask you one more question. The question is, how has technology become a big part of the HR world? Talk about that for a moment and sort of the mix of technology and people skills in running a talent organization.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fascinating for us. We're on a journey right now to bring in Workday, which will be going live August 24th. But even without that, you know, in the past, we've communicated via email, and we're seeing that that's just not the way people want to communicate. As we've worked now from home the last few months, we've done some really creative things with technology, with Yammer and some of the conversations that happen there. And then also, we have our team member resource groups, which are our diversity and inclusion groups, so for instance, veterans and multicultural, et cetera. And all of those have historically met together in conference rooms or at fundraisers or social events. And with technology, we've done all of that online, and our membership is up over 400%. We're reaching people in different places in their own ways. And so just that connection, I think technology has been really key. And we've escalated that so much over the last couple of months because we've had to. But we're going to keep doing that going forward when we get to our new normal. And I'm excited about that. I think it's important to learn from crisis and take what you've learned that works and make sure you bring that when you're not in crisis situation. And so technology has been really key for us.
Naomi, I want to thank you for your time today. You're an extraordinary executive. I always learn when I talk to you, and I appreciate your time so much. And you're also with an extraordinary health system. You guys have done a magnificent job. Naomi Kramer, thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.